Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece on SSG versus SSR. It's a jungle out there in the world of modern JavaScript frameworks, especially when it comes to rendering. So let's clear the fog and dive into static site generation, SSG, and server-side rendering, SSR.
Sounds good. I'm always a bit confused about this. What are the core differences?
Well, it all boils down to when the magic happens. Build time versus request time. Think of build time as when you push your code. Your site gets built on a server like Netlify or Vercel. Request time is when a user visits your site. Their browser asks for a page.
Okay, got it. So SSG, everything happens at build time?
Exactly. With SSG, your site is pre-built into static HTML files. Each page, index.html, blog.html, etc., is ready to go. These files then live on a CDN, a content delivery network, meaning they're copied all over the globe. When someone in Japan visits your site, they get the page from a server nearby, making it super fast.
So, faster loading times. That's a win. But what's the catch?
Right. The pre-building is fantastic for performance, but it does present limitations. It brings us to SSR, server-side rendering.
Ah, SSR. Does everything happen at request time then?
Not quite. At build time, SSR preps the server, translating your code into something the hosting platform understands. Then, at request time, the server works dynamically. A user requests /blog/blog1, the server grabs the blog post content from the database, builds the HTML page right then and there, and sends it back. So, it's building the page live for each request.
So potentially slower than SSG, since there's that extra step.
You got it. There's a trade-off. SSG excels for sites of a certain size due to its build time efficiency. SSR, while potentially slower initially, shines when you have a massive site or need dynamic functionalities like authentication or redirects.
What about authentication with SSG? Can't you do that client-side?
You can, but I prefer handling it server-side. It simplifies things. No client-side loading states or conditional content rendering. Clean and efficient.
Makes sense. So, lots of pages or dynamic features go for SSR. Otherwise, SSG is a safe bet.
Pretty much. The best part? Many frameworks now offer hybrid rendering, allowing you to use SSG for some pages and SSR for others. It's like having your cake and eating it too.
That's pretty awesome. Hybrid rendering sounds like the future.
It really does. And if you're interested in diving deeper, especially with a framework like Astro, I highly recommend checking out resources like my Astro course. It covers SSG, SSR, authentication, and a lot more. But for now, this wraps up our quick look at SSG versus SSR. Thanks for listening, everyone, and catch you in the next episode.
Goodbye.